This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature's actually gone down a couple of degrees. It's really nippy this morning. Sunshine today, high today in the upper 60s. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member James Protzman has pulled out of the North Carolina gubernatorial race. He made the announcement last week on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Protzman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Protzman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Protzman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Protzman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Protzman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Protzman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Meanwhile, North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper has not declared himself as a candidate for governor, but he's been spending more time at the Democratic banquet circuit, criticizing Republican policies and seeking to energize the party faithful. His travel serves as a signal he's prepared to seek a bigger job. Cooper's leaving little to the imagination about his gubernatorial aspirations for 2016. He says he's planning for a bid without actually being in the race now. This development comes as Republican Governor Pat McCrory has been in office for only 9 months. Republicans and McCrory's camp are harping on Cooper for running a quasi-campaign and criticizing laws that he's tasked with defending in court. Cooper tells the Associated Press he's got to start the planning process, especially since an outside group ran a television commercial this fall promoting McCrory's policies. A partial government shutdown has ended, but that doesn't mean anyone has a solid idea for dodging a potential sequel. The 16-day partial shutdown ended last week, although a possible repeat may be on the horizon. Lawmakers approved a budget that keeps the lights on through January 15th and lets Treasury continue to pay its bills through February 7th. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says such a standoff cannot be repeated. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell similarly says there won't be another government shutdown, but a very strong possibility it could happen all over again. That's not to say there's any kind of a solution at hand. Nobody's rushing forward with alternatives to a potential repeat of the gridlock that shuttered parts of the government and pushed the nation toward a default on its debt. A new poll shows that voters in six Senate races, including here in North Carolina, are very unhappy about the government shutdown. Republicans trail in five of the six key races. It will likely determine which party controls the Senate, according to public policy polling in Raleigh. Tom Jensen, director of PPP, explains that Republicans need to win six seats in order to claim a majority.
And North Carolina was one of the states where we found voters particularly unhappy about the shutdown. Only 29% of voters in the state supported it. 63% opposed.
The numbers show that voters strongly opposed the shutdown in each state polled, even though most voted for Mitt Romney last year. Jensen says this may make it harder for Republicans to win back the Senate in next year's election.
In a lot of these races, we're seeing Democrats in better shape than they were before, or at the very least what we're seeing is that Republicans are sort of making it harder for themselves to dig out of a hole that they were already in because voters are so unhappy with them about the shutdown.
Here in North Carolina, Kay Hagan leads a generic Republican challenger by 5%. 63% of the voters, as Jensen said, opposed the government shutdown compared to 29% who supported it. Jensen says it's a significant margin given that North Carolina residents are really divided over politics. Jensen adds that many North Carolina residents will likely have favorable opinions of state delegates who voted to end the partial government shutdown and raise the nation's debt limit. Hagan voted to end it, as did Senator Richard Burr, a Republican. And Representative David Price also voted to end it. They were among those who voted that way. PPP also collected data from the states of Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Louisiana, and Arkansas for this poll. In local politics, early voting is in full swing. We're kicking off the week by bringing the candidates to you tonight from 7 until 9 p.m. You can tune in to WCHL for a forum featuring the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. That's a special two-hour show coming tonight on WCHL. We'll also have a full recap of the WCHL morning news tomorrow morning. If you are not able to listen tonight, you'll be able to listen to the discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapelboro's 2013 Election Central page, where you can also check out articles and audio from the forum featuring Chapel Hill Town Council candidates and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education candidates as well. That forum tonight featuring Carborough Board of Aldermen candidates from 7 until 9. Our final forum will come to you on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 p.m., when we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmith, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Liddy Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor. Kleinsmith and Stevens are already in the mayor's seat, and they're running for re-election and, without opposition. And Liddy Lavelle running for mayor unopposed in Carborough, as Mayor Mark Chilton is about to step down. That will be a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All forums take place right here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM, WCHL, AM 1360, WCHL, and streaming, as always, on our website, chapelbro.com. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout the campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with all the local candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. More from Carborough Alderman candidate Sammy Slade coming up in just a moment here. The Chapel Hill Town Council will get its first look at the Central West plan and take public comment on a proposal to revamp Timber Hollow Apartments when the council meets tonight. The Central West Committee has been working for almost a year now to draft a plan that lays out guidelines for future development for the whole area near the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard. That has been a really contentious process. The draft plan will come before the council tonight for public comment. The public is also invited to weigh in on a proposal to add over 100 new apartments along with parking garages, a new clubhouse, and pool at the Timber Hollow apartment complex at the intersection of Piney Mountain Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard. In addition, the council will receive the final report from the Rogers Road Task Force and take public comment on the proposal to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road community. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Now, I mentioned Sammy Slade a moment ago. Carborough Board of Aldermen member and candidate for re-election, Sammy Slade, says if re-elected, he wants to help make Carborough a front-runner in controlling climate change and continuing the town's effort to focus on local businesses. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Sammy Slade about his seeking re-election to the Board of Aldermen and how he believes he will best serve the town of Carborough.
As a member of the Board of Aldermen, how are you going to make sure that all the voices of Carborough are heard?
For one, I'm going to be knocking on a lot of people's doors, making sure that they understand what my platform is and encouraging them to tell me what their concerns are. That's the great thing about election season. You get to check in with folk. But we're always at the town hall, so folks can always come and express their concerns there. We are trying to implement better ways in which to use the website and even have QR codes or posted agendas throughout town, because after all, people are in physical space. We rely sometimes too much on social media, but I feel that given the small town that we are, there's also an opportunity to post some of our agendas where people can access them very readily. So those are some of the items. A while ago, our mayor used to have coffee hour time once a week at a coffee shop. I think that's a great way in which to have folks know where you're regularly at and can check in. So I look forward to doing that kind of thing.
And finally, what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
I think that one thing that I'm very strong in is both those two issues I started describing. Climate change has been a passion, and localizing our economy has also been one of my strong suits. So I think that those are two areas where I'm pretty strong. I've been enjoying this campaign as the candidates are all high caliber, and there have been a lot of good issues coming out to the table. I guess what I want to say is I'm very fortunate to have had the support in the past of Carver citizens who I feel have their heart and minds in the right place, and hope to have their support once again during this campaign.
Once again, that is Sammy Slade running for re-election to the Carborough Board of Aldermen. He was speaking with WCHL's Rachel Nash. That's only a portion of the interview. You can hear the whole conversation by viewing this story on our website at chapelborough.com. And between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the local candidates one-on-one. We'll continue that process. A lot of people running for office. WCHL News Time is 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at the Murphy School Radio Show, inviting you to their next show on Saturday, November 2nd. Don't miss this celebration of wit, lit, and music with some of the best writers and musicians in the Triangle. And you know we have a lot of talented folks around here. Find out more at murphyschoolradio.net. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Lots of slowdowns to let you know about right now. I-40 heading eastbound. Right as you get to NC-86, seeing some delays. That's exit 266. So again, I-40 eastbound, seeing some delays for about a mile before NC-86, exit 266. Also, 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road Franklin split area, seeing some delays. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC-86 and NC-54, seeing some delays. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays. And again on I-40 between NC-751 and NC-55. So about the South Point area to Apex Highway area, seeing some moderate delays right now as well. No heavy delays reported at this time, no accidents reported, and otherwise things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior, or you can tweet us if you don't give us a call. 919-967-8363 is the number, or tweeting us at WCHL. Both ways will get the word to us. And I forgot to mention it earlier, but War Eagle, how about them Tigers taking down Texas A&M this weekend? Sure, not many people care about that one, but boy, what a game that was. War Eagle.
Oh, boy. thanks a bunch.
You bet.
And we'll talk to you again about a half an hour from now. Sounds unless good. Something out of the ordinary happens.
Of course.
And, of course, if there's something unusual, we'll have an update on traffic right away, whenever that is. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by Carolina Football. Win tickets to Saturday's home game against Boston College. All you have to do is go to WCHL's Facebook page and register to win. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park, right next to Keenan Stadium, right before the game. It is 45 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today. High today about 68. Tonight mostly cloudy, not as cool, with a low in the upper 40s. And tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies. Just a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon tomorrow. And the high tomorrow in the low 70s, so a little bit warmer tomorrow. But then on Wednesday we're going to be back down in the middle 60s for a high. So relatively cool weather here.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelborough.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
8:19 at WCHL. Tar Heel downtown proved more successful than many people anticipated.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous success, and it did go fantastic and much better than I had thought. I was very excited, and the response that I've gotten so far has been overwhelmingly positive.
That is the voice of Meg McGurk, Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Tar Heel Downtown, before the game against Miami, brought many people onto Franklin Street to celebrate and tailgate before the gridiron showdown between the Tar Heels and the Hurricanes. Lime Fresh manager Jason King, that's one of our new restaurants downtown, says the event was held well. It worked well for many of the stores and the restaurants in the area.
I think being that they shut down Franklin Street, that was actually perfect because this is the busiest street in Chapel Hill. And this is where everything happens. They picked the perfect spot because it was actually on our patio.
Tar Heel Downtown was one of the few times that the university and the town have collaborated to set up such a large event. McGurk says while she was downtown, she saw people very excited.
The community and the people that were there at the event, I mean, everyone's coming up to me and just really excited and really happy. And everyone that I spoke to was so happy to have something downtown on Franklin Street for them to do before the game, before they were going to go to the stadium.
Several places held special events to pull in even more people. Carolina Brewery had a beer garden. Top of the Hills Craft Brewery's tailgate took place. Both McGurk and King say they look forward to more events like Tar Heel Downtown that bring the community and the university together.
I would like to pursue looking at doing more events like this, definitely. There is no doubt that UNC sports are an economic driver for our downtown and for tourism as well as for getting our community to come downtown. I think it's kind of a no-brainer to continue to do events like this. It was a tremendous success.
Let's do it again. I don't know when UNC and Chapel Hill can do it again, but yeah, we're ready for it.
A family-friendly event, Tar Heel Downtown brought a lot of people from the community onto Franklin Street to celebrate Carolina football and support many of our local businesses. McGurk thanked all the people who helped put it together.
A huge thank you to the town of Chapel Hill and to UNC and UNC Sports Marketing and all of the folks that made this happen. It was a very unique event that had never, we had never done it before. We had never closed that stretch of Franklin Street on a Thursday evening.
Amy Rickard is the principal at Morris Grove Elementary School. She's been named the 2013 Principal of the Year for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. How are the Tar Heel football players reacting following that heartbreaking loss to Miami, which is still an undefeated football team, by the way? WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Shockingly, the Tar Heel football team is now sitting at 1-5 on the season. But it was the latest defeat at the hands of the Miami Hurricanes on Zero Dark Thursday that may have hit the Carolina players the hardest. UNC had a 23-13 lead, after all, in the fourth quarter, only to see it disappear in a 27-23 loss to a team now ranked number 6 nationally in the polls. Senior quarterback Bryn Renner says the offense settled for field goals rather than touchdowns far too often in the red zone.
You know, we had a lot of chances in there and obviously came up with a ton of field goals. I think we were 3 out of 4. We have to capitalize and get touchdowns in a game like this against a top 10 opponent.
Renner couldn't say enough about the exhilarating 199-yard performance from tight end Eric Ebron. He says Ebron may be the best tight end in the country.
Oh, he's, you know, essential. You know, I think he's one of the best tight ends in the country, if not the best. And he's critical to, you know, to our success passing the ball. And, you know, he's a heck of a player.
Speaking of Ebron, how did he continually find himself open against the top-notch Miami defense? He says it all starts with belief.
Just doing my job, running my routes, you know, believing in the concepts, believing in our coaches, believing in everything.
Despite the setback, Ebron says he believes the Tar Heels displayed to the nation that this Carolina team is much better than their unfortunate record suggests. In fact, Ebron says some of the younger guys really grew up on Zero Dark Thursday.
We showed the world that, you know, our record, you know, doesn't speak for the way that we can play. And, you know, that we are young and we're developing as a team and as a unit. And I feel like this game really helped mature some of our younger players.
Going forward, senior defensive lineman Kareem Martin says the Tar Heels have two options: feel sorry for themselves or fight for wins.
You know, it's always tough after a loss, but, you know, at the end of the day, next Saturday we're going to be playing another football team, and whether we're down or not, you know, they're going to come in Chapel Hill and we're going to play them. So, I mean, we can feel sorry for ourselves and get another loss against Boston College, or, you know, we can just take this loss, learn from it, and get ready for Boston College.
Saturday's game against Boston College will kick off at 3:30 p.m. in Chapel Hill. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was a beautiful Carolina Blue day, and the eyes of the soccer nation were fixed on Chapel Hill yesterday. The number 4 Tar Heels lost to the top-ranked Virginia Cavaliers 2-0. And in an intriguing twist, both Carolina and Virginia were without the services of their star players. Crystal Dunn for Carolina, Morgan Bryan for Virginia, both were away representing the U.S. national team. It became pretty apparent that the Tar Heels missed their senior midfielder Moore. Before a packed crowd at Fetzer Field, the visiting Cavs struck first, a scoring strike from Brittany Ratcliffe off a throw-in to slip by the Carolina goalkeeper and into the net just 13 minutes into the match.
Heel touch. Goal, Virginia. It was so quick you couldn't see it. The throw-in gets past the Carolina defense.
That is Paul Connell with the play-by-play on WCHL. Tar Heel head coach Anson Dorrance continued to shuffle players on and off the field to keep fresh legs involved and keep Carolina in the game. At the close of the first half, it was Virginia clinging to a one-goal lead. Coach Dorrance, a self-described eternal optimist, stressed the importance of regaining composure in his halftime interview.
I think the best thing we have to do is to remain composed on the ball. Right now, we're sort of in a panic mode, and I think we can keep the ball a little bit better than we're keeping it. So that'll be what most of my address is going to be at halftime.
But the shots on goal were the problem. Virginia continued its heads in that category with scrappy play, nifty passes of their own, and continued clearing the ball across midfield to stave off Carolina attacks. And eventually, the Cavs punched in a second goal to extend the lead to 2-0 with less than 10 minutes remaining. Final count stayed the same. Virginia walked off with a win over the defending national champion Tar Heels. Carolina only managed 4 shots on goal in the whole contest. The efficient Cavaliers converted on 2 of 6. With a loss, Carolina is now 13-3 overall, 7-3 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Virginia 16-0 and 10-0 in ACC play. Coach Dorrance says the Tar Heels still have their eyes on the ultimate prize, despite yesterday's setback.
Yeah, I think we're getting healthy. We've got some kids coming back from injury that aren't match fit yet, but we've got them on the field now, and I think that's very good. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our potential. And let's see if we can basically do what we did last year, which was to lose to Virginia and then come back and win a national championship. So let's see if we can use this constructively and get better.
Next up for the Tar Heels, a Thursday home meeting with the Tigers of Clemson. You can read the full game recap, listen to Coach Dorrance's post-game interview, and follow all the latest on Carolina women's soccer on our website at chapelbrook.com. The number 13 Tar Heel volleyball team conjured up a win, a little magic on Saturday night. Tar Heels rallied from a 2-1 deficit to earn an impressive 3-2 road victory over Virginia Tech on Saturday to cap off a successful weekend in the state of Virginia. Carolina downed the Cavaliers of Virginia the night before in 3 straight sets. With a pair of wins, Carolina is now 18-1 overall, 7-1 in conference play. Next up for the Tar Heels comes a return to Chapel Hill over the weekend. They will face Maryland at 5 p.m. right before a late night with Roy at the Dean Smith Center. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina volleyball on our website at chapelbrook.com. Art Chansky has the day off. I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramon, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Wow! Lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $319 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash, so if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask us how the loyalty program can benefit you.
Remember, with BMW's legendary ultimate service, you pay nothing for 4 years or 50,000 miles.
Stock number B4150. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $44.19 total down includes $500 loyalty cash, $549 admin fees extra. Payment plus tax based on MRSP of $360.75 and selling price of $34,500. Financing with approved credit through BMFS on select models. Take delivery before 10/31/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Everyone knows that the PTA Thrift Shop has great merchandise daily. But did you know that we also have an auction window at our location on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill? Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. Auctions are themed and items are selected by staff. Come and check us out and place your bid today. And remember, when you shop at the PTA Thrift Shop, you're supporting the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School PTAs. Visit our locations in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. At Venable, I serve delicious food, keeping in mind that food and eating are about family, friends, and taking time to enjoy life. Environment is key, so we've created a relaxed atmosphere with innovative and friendly service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 46 degrees. A little nippy out there. Sunshine today. High today about 68. Tonight mostly cloudy with the lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, slight chance of rain with a high in the low 70s.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And I'm Heather Bosch. President Obama expected to talk tough on health care today after the bumpy rollout of the Affordable Care Act.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. It will be President Obama's most direct reaction to the widespread problems seen in the opening phase of the health care reform law. He'll say the technical glitches and other obstacles facing people hoping to sign up have been unacceptable. He'll also outline what officials describe as an urgent effort to fix the problems.
CBS's Susan McGinnis has a preview of the plans.
An administration official tells CBS News they are bringing in more help from tech experts inside and outside the government. They're writing new code to fix some of the glitches, and they're expanding capacity to meet demand.
More than 19 million people have visited the website since the launch, October 1st. 500,000 applications have been filed. No word on just how many people have successfully enrolled. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
45 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Former Chapel Hill Town Council member and Chapel Hill resident James Protzman has pulled out of the North Carolina governor's race. He made the announcement on his website. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Protzman said he was the first to declare his candidacy and the first to pull out.
As I got farther and farther into it, I sort of felt like, oh my God, what have I done? It's just the most maddening, frustrating, terrible experience that anyone could ever want. And so in awe of people who can do it, but I'm clearly not one of them.
In the spring, Protzman, a Democrat, announced his intention to run for governor in the 2016 election, 2 years earlier than most aspirants declare their candidacy. Protzman said on his website, quote, after almost 7 months on the campaign trail, I'm sorry to report that it's worse than I thought it would be. Seeing how candidates have to maneuver to curry favor is sickening, end quote. He added that the constant need to raise funds was taking its toll. Protzman said one of his main reasons for running was frustration over legislation passed by the Republican-controlled legislature.
You know, if there's ever an opportunity for Democrats to come on, it's right now in response to the craziness of the Republican agenda. I'm looking for a progressive candidate who can defend progressive ideals, stand for progressive ideals, and fight for them.
Moving forward, Protzman left a message of support for former state representative Kenneth Spaulding, a Democrat from Durham, though he said it is not an official endorsement. In 1977, Protzman went on to graduate school at UNC Chapel Hill and then started his own business. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in the early 1990s. Today, he works as a freelance writer and business consultant. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the numbers are in. More than 200 people have turned out for the first days of early voting here in Orange County. Four sites are open Monday through Friday until November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd for the 2013 municipal and school board elections early voting. Now, on Thursday, 109 voters hit the polls. 97 cast their votes on Friday. The Seymour Senior Center is getting the majority of the votes with 60 cast on Thursday and 42 on Friday. The polls open again Monday this morning at 9 o'clock. If you'd like more information on where and when you can cast your ballot, visit the 2013 Election Central page on our website at chapelbrew.com. And, again, the polls will open in 25 minutes, so you can go and vote early. With early voting in full swing, we're kicking off the week by bringing the candidates to you. Tonight from 7 to 9, you can listen for a forum featuring the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. We'll also have a full recap of the WCHL Morning News tomorrow in case you can't listen tonight. You'll be able to listen to the discussions in their entirety by visiting Chapel Bros 2013 Election Central page, where you can also check out articles and audio from the forum featuring Chapel Hill Town Council Forum and the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education hopefuls. Our final forum will come to you on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 in the afternoon. We will host all the candidates for mayor, Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Hillsborough, all running unopposed, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. But again, that one forum tonight with the Carborough Board of Aldermen candidates from 7 until 9. All forums take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill. We'll carry all the forums live on 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL, streaming as always on our website, chapelbrew.com. Stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. The Chapel Hill Town Council will get its first look at the Central West Plan tonight and take public comment on a proposal to revamp Timber Hollow Apartments. The Central West Committee has been working for almost a year now to draft a plan that lays out guidelines for future development at the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Boulevard. The draft plan will come before the council tonight for public comment. That has been a whole contentious process. A lot of people still not happy about the proposal that will be presented. The public is also invited to weigh in on a proposal to add 109 new apartments along with parking garages, a new clubhouse, and pool at the Timber Hollow apartment complex at the corner of Piney Mountain Road and MLK Boulevard. In addition, the council will get the final report from the Rogers Road Task Force and take public comment on the proposal to extend the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include the Rogers Road area. So, very important get-together tonight. Council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Morris Grove Elementary's Amy Rickard has been named the 2013 Principal of the Year by the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Rickard says it was a shock when Superintendent Tom Forsella brought her flowers along with the good news during a weekly staff meeting. It was a big surprise.
He arrived with several other members of our district cabinet, and it was a complete surprise.
Rickard's career in education started as a language arts teacher in Kannapolis City Schools. She then signed on with the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools in 1999 as an administrative intern. After serving as an assistant principal at McDougal Elementary and Raskus Elementary, Rickard served as principal at Glenwood Elementary from 2004 through 2007. When Morris Grove Elementary was opened in 2007, Rickard was named as its first principal. Rickard says she's proud of the school she and her staff have been able to create.
It was a real honor for me to open Morris Grove Elementary School. Planning a school from the ground up is a really unique experience and to me an honor.
Rickard earned her bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of North Carolina here at Chapel Hill. She will now be entered into the Wells Fargo North Carolina Principal of the Year competition, along with a principal from each district in the state. Following portfolio reviews and personal interviews, eight regional finalists will be named to participate in the state selection process. WCHL News Time, 8:38. Coming up, we're going to tell you what's happening with Howard Perry and Walston Colwell Banker here in Chapel Hill. Something very special coming out, Pig Out for the Cure. I know you've probably heard about that. That is on the way. Next, we also have commentary in the way from Libby Huff, who says all of us here in Orange County need to think of ourselves as one big community and work together instead of in competition. That's on the way next.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Orange County Housing and Human Rights is hosting a three-part series entitled Race, the Power of an Illusion. The public is invited to join the open dialogue about race relations led by expert facilitators. The series will take place on Saturday, October 12th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday, October 19th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Orange County Main Library in downtown Hillsboro.
My name is Nick, and I'm a doer. That's why I started my own landscaping business. I do azaleas, I do lavenders. One thing I don't do, sales and marketing design.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the UPS store. Bring in your materials or submit them online, and we'll print, bind, and laminate your brochures, flyers, and more. And now through November 2nd, get 25% off print finishing services at the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
The VA Tree Fall Warehouse Sale is here. Come see us at our Hillsboro Warehouse today from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find closeout prices on retired, slightly flawed, and one-of-a-kind handcrafted Italian ceramics and glassware for the home, garden, and perfect for holiday giving. We will have fresh VA Tree product daily and sale specials. Red Window, the boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at 50% or more off retail. Visit VATree.com for details. Ciao!
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carville Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carville Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarvilleFamilyMedicine.net.
Good morning. It is 8:41 at WCHL. It's Rod Stutzman and a couple of special guests in the studio this morning. You have heard about Pig Out for the Cure, and it's back. And first of all, let's welcome to the show Randy Cox. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us here this morning.
And you're looking good. Randy is the broker in charge with Colwell Becker, Howard Perry and Walston at 1600 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Julie Amos is also here. How are you, Julie?
I'm great.
Thanks for
How
coming
are you?
In. Yeah, I knew this is the fourth annual Pig Out for the Cure event. Randy, what's this all about for the folks who may have just moved to the community and don't know anything about it?
Well, this is our effort at Colwell Banker, Howard Perry and Walston, to support the UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Family Medical Resource Center. And what we do is we sell barbecue plates at 1600 East Franklin Street. On Thursday, the 24th of October, and it's just a great event. It's a great opportunity for all of our agents to work together. It's a great opportunity for the community to support a cause that's certainly a worthwhile cause. And we have tremendous sponsors that have helped us to put this on year in and year out.
Julia, I know that you're wearing a Pig Out for the Cure button on your jacket this morning. Tell us about your connection to all this and how important it is for folks to get involved.
Well, I've been doing fundraising for UNC Lineberger for many years, and several years ago got the office involved in helping out, waiting tables at another event that we did. And four years ago, Randy and I got together with the agents and decided we wanted to do an event that would help support the Patient Family Resource Center at the Cancer Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a great thing. We just, you know, we've got two agents right now, or actually we have an agent and our administrative person who are both dealing with breast cancer. And, you know, everybody is touched by cancer, so this really helps.
It touches everybody directly or indirectly, and there's so many wonderful fundraisers during the month of October for the Lineberger Center, and I know that this is one of the best because it's always a lot of fun, and you get good food too, right, Randy?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fabulous, and Gillis's Barbecue, who they've been staples in our community for close to 30 years, they bring their on-site unit set up right there in our parking lot. And the barbecue plates include chicken and barbecue and some sides and some hush puppies. So it's just it's a great opportunity to come out, enjoy. It should be a great day. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the weather and enjoy some food. Can we take a moment just to recognize some of our sponsors, Ron?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Well, we first would like to go ahead and recognize Bagwell Holt Smith, PA, Brock and Scott, PLLC, Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors, Horizon Custom Builders, Shala Rizvani at Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry and Walston, Town Mortgage of the Carolinas and Susan Trimmer, and then I think it goes without saying, the folks at chapelboro.com, WCHL, and their efforts are very much appreciated.
Well, there's so many worthwhile causes out there, and people are asked to give for so many different things, and especially this time of the year, so many things going on. But, Julie, I wonder if you can take just a moment and tell folks where this money goes. What is it used for?
Well, in the Patient Family Resource Center, there's, there are wigs that are available for patients that need them. They have arts and crafts carts that go up and help people while they're having infusion or treatment. They have information that families as well as the patients can come in and go on their computers and find out more about what it is that they have. This resource center used to be in a closet. And it's just an amazing building. They do just lots and lots of services for people all over North Carolina.
There's so many great businesses to get involved in a thing like this. Our thank you to Howard Perry and Walston, Coldwell Banker, and all of you folks, Randy. Tell us how folks can find out more.
They can actually go to www.pigoutforthecure.org. And certainly they will be able to go ahead and reference all the information about what it costs for the plates. They can make donations. The cost for the plates are $12 each. And once again, it includes barbecue, fried chicken, hush puppies, and sides. And the time of the event is October 24th from 12 to 2 at 1600 East Franklin Street.
That's Thursday, right?
That is Thursday. Yeah. That's correct. Thank you so much.
And there's a giant pig out front. The name for the pig, Michael Brown did this pig for us.
Yeah.
And it's called Curica. And you can't miss it. We have this in the back, back of our building in the parking lot. So there is a place for people to eat if they'd like to come on site and mm-hmm. sit down. We've got people that will wait on them, and they can enjoy their lunch.
Or you can go by and get a takeout.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Thank you both for coming in this morning. Again, that is pigoutforthecure.org.
That's correct.
If you want to find out more, it happens on Thursday. Thank you both for coming in and telling everybody about it.
Thanks very much.
It is 8:47 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, and coming up next, Libby Huff has today's commentary.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Wow! Isn't it nice to know that your BMW purchase this month will help you raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your BMW anywhere else? Purchasing a certified pre-owned BMW this month is easier than ever, with financing as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months, plus two payment credits on select models. Wow! We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles.
Must take delivery on or before 9/30/2013. Finance rates on select models with approved credit through BMW FS. Two payment credit on select models.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G, known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing
amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers. And you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday, exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
It's time to treat yourself to a day of fun and beauty at the Carolina Medispa. Come celebrate with us next Thursday, October 24th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and take advantage of special discounts on skin products, laser treatments, injectables, and more. And everyone who comes by will receive a $50 voucher and a gift bag with free product samples. See you next Thursday at the Carolina Medispa Open House on 54 just south of I-40. Find out more at carolinamedispa.com and let us show you how to help your skin look as
fall
good as
is here, feel. And that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with a redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
The Murphy School Radio Show invites you to join us Saturday, November 2nd for a celebration of wit, lit, and music with some of the best writers and musicians in the Triangle. Alan Gerganis, Philip Shabazz, Mary Johnson Rockers, Robert Griffin, Jennifer Evans, and Stella. Proceeds benefit Hidden Voices and Partners for Youth, two essential agencies serving the Triangle. Join us for some great fun at the Murphy School Radio Show. Tickets and information, murphyschoolradio.net.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:51 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Libby Huff. I live in the greater Orange County community. My home is in rural Orange, and my office is in historic Hillsboro. I shop there and in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. For too long, many of us, myself included, have seen ourselves as residents and municipalities in competition with one another. We have two chambers of commerce, two school systems, numerous economic development officers, and the list goes on. As someone who is a longtime dweller in this place, and I have no plans to leave, I advocate that we see ourselves as one county. That doesn't mean merge schools or chambers, although it could someday. Instead, I'm asking us to look at what we're doing to support economic development today to better the lives of all who live here, and doing so in a coordinated and collaborative fashion. More business means we can offer jobs to those here at home, whether it be in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, or our little slice of Meppen. More business means we can continually improve our schools while doing more for emergency management services, social services, libraries, and the like. More business means we can have homes that are affordable, really affordable. Throughout our county, there are people who are hurting, those who lack heat and health care, those who cannot read or do not have transportation to the store or doctor, those who are physically or mentally ill yet receive no treatment. And yet in our midst, we have a great public university and hospital, a stellar community college, two fantastic K-12 school systems, and a bunch of bright and passionate people. In other words, we're smart enough to figure this out. Economic development is a social justice issue. We're also wise enough to support such efforts in a way that is consistent with who we are here in the greater Orange County community. As 2013 draws to a close, I ask you to give thought to what it means to be one community and how we can all rally around economic development as one way to keep that community healthy and thriving. This is Libby Huff.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:53 at WCHL. We have passed the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 great sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of our lucky finalists? Remember, you can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be. The more times you're a finalist, the greater your chances of winning our grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play basketball. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location once every week until November 5th at locations including Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance, Best Tile Durham, Cameron's, Carolina 1663, Carborough Family Medicine, and Central Dermatology. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. More ways you can become a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now. You can be caller number 5 at 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL.
Everyone knows that the PTA Thrift Shop has great merchandise daily. But did you know that we also have an auction window at our location on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill? Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. Auctions are themed and items are selected by staff. Come and check us out and place your bid today. And remember, when you shop at the PTA Thrift Shop, you're supporting the Chapel Hill Carborough City School PTAs. Visit our locations in Carborough and Chapel Hill. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right. Thank you so much for all the phone calls. Could not get to all the callers. I apologize for that. But our qualifier, our number 5 caller, John Turner of Chapel Hill, and he is now eligible to win the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. Go to WCHL's website, chapelbrew.com. Get all the details, and you can become registered as well.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Now listen, if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Frank.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL hometown hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraves Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gunter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions Program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth. And we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while they're in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went about majority of the kids when they
they first came in here said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
My son, he'll say, gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers. So I think they all want to come to the house. And I think he understands the bigger picture, and he likes the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
And how old is your son?
He's 10 years old.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids who said, people said wouldn't go to college or wouldn't really amount to anything, all went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit anyway.
Really? Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that, because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I don't ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly